Listener Production. Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Collingwood is still yet to decide if it supports a 19th licence. The Pies, Gold Coast, Sydney and Hawthorn are all reportedly reluctant to support our push to join the National League. Clubs have until tomorrow to declare their stance on a Tassie team. Renting in Hobart is now more expensive than Melbourne. Our median rent's tipping the scales at $500 a week, while according to PropTrack's Cameron Cusher, across the September quarter, house rents actually fell 1.8% and there's more supply starting to come online.
There's been astronomical rental growth over the last few years in Hobart, but you know, maybe some early signs that the market is starting to get a little bit better for renters.
A huge win for teachers working in Tassie's most isolated schools. They've been awarded a 24% increase to their cost of living allowances following an application to the Tasmanian Industrial Commission. The previous allowance had been frozen for more than a decade. Registered nurses, construction managers and software engineers are among the most in-demand occupations across Australia. The National Skills Commission also finding 17% of employers have now turned to hiring through word of mouth and 7% are restructuring their teams because they can't fill vacancies. Skills shortages will be top of the agenda when the Federal Skills Minister meets with his state and territory counterparts tomorrow. And it turns out we're the most generous state when it comes to tipping. New numbers have been released showing diners in Tassie handed over $23 on average on top of their bills, New South Wales tipping just $11. And despite a tough opening round, the Jack Jumpers are confident a win is just around the corner. After defeats to the Phoenix and Taipans, the squad is looking to regroup. Tassie forward Jared Bairstow says finding their defensive mojo will go a long way towards claiming that elusive victory.
There's been nothing crazy that the opposition has done that we weren't prepared for or anything like that. We just weren't on point with some of the details, what we wanted to do.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.